Hello there. You're gonna hear a lot of like bathroom sounds, and that is because I am currently sitting in a bathtub full of warm water. It is 12:26 a.m. I am checking out the hotel today. My 14-day quarantine is finally over, and I am going back to my dorm, so woo, that's fun. Yeah, and you might be wondering, local, why are you taking a bath at 12:30? Did you not shower earlier? No, I did shower earlier. Put on a whole face mask and all that shebang, you know. I don't know. I've been in the mood, so I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a fucking bath. Like, I was like in the toilet, I was thinking like, you know what, I just go brush my teeth and then go to bed, you know, like fuck around on Twitter and then you know, go to bed and then just wake up early for the next day. And you know, that's just it. And then I was just brushing my teeth, and I was brushing my teeth. And I looked over at the bathtub and I was just like, haha, what if I just take a bath right now? And so here I am in the bath. You can actually hear it. There we go, some water ASMR. I probably should have gotten my hand wet. I'll keep one hand dry. Let's see how that works. It's warm. The water is very warm. It's set to like the right temperature. I'm very happy about it. But yeah, so I don't know why I started recording. I think I was gonna tweet that like, oh, you know, the bathroom is such a nice transitionary space, you know? And I did talk about this before, I think. And if you know, you had ever, if you were here when I first started making audios, you would know that there was like a series called Washing Machine Lint. Washing Machine Lint. I'm not gonna edit this, by the way, so you know, I'll probably listen back just to make sure that like, you know, the audio quality is fine and everything, hopefully. And if it isn't, then I'll just like pass away and just like never upload this. But yeah, Washing Machine Lint was basically a series that consisted of 10 episodes where I would just talk for like 45 minutes about like whatever. Unfortunately, I think the only remaining episodes are like 4, 8, 9, and 10. Because I was listening back to like some of them, and I was just like, this is like fucking horrible. when I did a review of my audios, so some of it has been deleted, you know? Anyway, there was this one episode, I can't remember whether it's like still up or not, but I talked about transitionary spaces. Oh, I think it might have been like a 4.5 or 7.5. It was a 0.5 episode, I think. But yeah, I talked about transitionary spaces, and I talked about how much I love the toilet, or like the bathroom in general, because it really is the most private place where you get time to think, and you also get to know about what people think of you. Because, well, one of the things that happens in my family a lot is that, like, you know, when you get into a fight with someone and then you go and take a shower or anything and you're just sitting on a toilet, you can still hear what people are doing outside, you know? You can hear, like, I can literally hear my mom being like, oh my god, I don't know why she's being like this. Like, do you think she was rude? Like, I don't understand, like, why her behavior was like this. And she'd just be bitching about me, and I'm just like, okay, mom, like, I get it. Like, you fucking hate me at this point in time, you know? Love you too, I guess. and I'm just like crying, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I wish my mom loved me. But you know, let's not delve into that. That's why I have a therapist. As you can see, there's no format to this. This is very much like washing machine lint. Yeah. So yeah, the bathroom as a transitionary space, and even more so like a bathtub. Like, I don't get to take baths very often. I've only ever had a shower, and even in my dorm, it's more showers. I think, yeah, there's like one big communal bath, but I don't really use it because I get stressed. Because like, I think about a lot of things, and I like listening to music when I take a bath. I say that, but I've only been taking a bath for like the past 2 weeks, so. But yeah, so you know, being in a hotel all by myself for 2 weeks means that I get to hang out in the bathtub as much as I want. I get to take baths anytime I want. Hence, I am here right now taking a bath in the morning. Or like late at night, I guess. Yeah. And there's something about being surrounded in the body of water all by yourself that makes things feel a little bit more unreal. Yeah, like, have you ever just, I wouldn't say have you ever just, but more of like, your mind can go places that you didn't think before. And because you're sitting in this body of very, of like pretty much like still water that moves only when you move, which is how all water works. I have no idea why I said it like that. I don't know, things become very reflective and you're just like looking at your skin and your skin is looking back at you. And that's just how it is, you know, like, you just hear the water move. And then even when like, you know, you like unplug, when you drain the water, that's the phrase, when you drain the water and like, you know, you just feel the water moving towards the drain, and once it's all done, you kind of feel liquidy, or like in like a liquid state, even though, you know, you're still you in the solid state. How does that work? Science people, please let me know. And I don't know, as a transitionary space, even though these spaces may be a little bit uncomfortable at times, like, you know, you're thinking like, oh, you know, I don't really belong here, I feel like I'm neither here nor there, it's also very comforting because transitionary spaces are really just like a time for you to like reflect on yourself and kind of just like think about other things and letting your mind wander for a little bit. And that's what I've been doing a lot during like the past couple of weeks. So like for like the past 2 weeks to be more specific, like again, to the bath, I fell in love with water sometimes. Like, you know, at first it was just like haha bubble baths, but now it's just like a body of water, a body of warm water and my body in it. And this is just me in like my purest self, I guess, you know. And sometimes you kind of like do stupid things, like submerge your face entirely into the water and you're just like, wow, I wonder how long I can hold my breath for. And then suddenly you can't breathe and you're just like, oh my fuck. And it's just like, oh lord. But it's just nice because you know that there really isn't an end to it, but neither was there a beginning to begin with. Does this even make sense? If you're still listening, great job. Like, I have no idea what I'm saying, like, really. Like, I just wanted to talk about the bathroom. Like, it's so personal and private, and like, taking a bath in general and just being alone is like, wow, like, I wonder what it would be like if I turned the lights off. I actually haven't done that yet, but I feel like I would be very freaked out if I turned the light off right now. So, oh lord. You weird sounds. But yeah, the bathtub, you know, like, and have you ever had a moment where like your mind just goes blank and it's just blank for a very long period of time, like you're just not thinking about anything and just looking? Because that's what happens most of the time when I'm in the bath. And it just goes blank. And I'm like, this is nice. And like, all is calm. All is peaceful. And the only things that are alive in this tub are me and the water. And that is it. I really don't know where I'm going with this. Thank you for listening. I am still in the bathtub. I will probably continue to be submerged in the water for like maybe like 10 more minutes until I become like a prune. But yeah. I like bathrooms. That's the conclusion. I like bathrooms. But yeah. I think if you can, you know, ever get like the time to be by yourself and take a bath, I think you should take a bath and just be there, kind of just like exist, you know? I hope you know. But yeah, Bob's the nurse.